Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
Nathan, are we live?
We're live.
Hello?
Let's go ahead and roll. I think we're live.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to our Tuesday night call. We're glad to have everyone here. It's just a few days before Christmas holidays, and we want to welcome everybody that joined us tonight. And we have Dr. Lally here, and we do apologize for last week's missed call. Technical difficulties prevented us from going on the air. But we are back full of steam and great information for us tonight on EMF, electromagnetic radiation, and the nanobiobalancers. The nanos, the biobalancers, and all things to help balance out our lives. Dr. Lally, are you with us?
I'm here, Ida. Merry Christmas to everyone, and a blessed new year. I was excited. I was watching television a few days ago, and I saw Perry Stone. He was broadcasting from Israel. Perry Stone is a televangelist who's world-renowned. He's a tremendous orator of the Bible and historian and theologian, and he was talking about the super year of Jubilee, the year where God does the extraordinary in our lives. And I just want to pause for a moment and offer thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving to me, I have so many things to be grateful for in my life that one day out of the year, even 30 days out of the year, is not enough. Thanksgiving is something that I try to practice every day. I try to practice the presence of God because he made us all to be a North Star. You know, in this season of Christmas, the world reflects and positions to celebrate the birth of Christ. And it's amazing that something about the 25th day of December that aligns with the galaxy. It's like one of the most powerful, energetic days when the stars began to dance and they align in the heavens. And it's like the cosmos is so energized. And that's why the emperor, Caesar Augustus, proclaimed that even though it's speculated that Jesus was born in the month of September, and that speculation comes from the fact that John the Baptist was born in the month of March, and he was 6 months in the womb when Jesus was conceived. So theologians and scholars of the Bible and history, you know, they agree that his birth was probably somewhere in the month of September. But it was Caesar Augustus, or Augustus Caesar, I have to go back to my history notes, that had the astrologists look at the stars to see when the stars were most energetic. And December 25th, there's something about December 25th that has so much power in it that the host, the celebration, the birth of Christ on that day, it gives an amplification of his birth and who he is until the end of time. Imagine Jesus back in his day, he didn't have no social media, there was no Facebook. There was no radio, no television, there was no cell phone. And it amazes me how when he spoke to the crowds, he would get near a body of water. He would get on a boat and row out in the middle of the water, and he would speak and use the amplification of water. He was a true natural physicist. He used the power of energy of water to amplify his voice so that more than 5,000 people, 5,000 men, and God only knows the number of women and children, were able to hear the message of hope, the good news that he was bringing to the earth, that there's a God who loves us and is making provision for us. And that really speaks to the evolution of this radio show. For those of you that are tuning in, this is a Tuesday Health Talk Radio. We've been on the air now just a little bit over a year, talking about the factors of environmental health and environmental safety and supporting the national call to action of the Office of the Surgeon General. Is it saying our houses are making us sick? We have been supporting and educating physicians and healthcare providers about the various codes that we have that direct us, and now doing health assessment, risk evaluations of your home to see if your home would make you sick, doing environmental manipulations and adaptations to support health and the management of your disease, and to do a home safety evaluation. What's going on in your house? How much radiation are you being exposed to? What is your exposure to household chemicals? The Red Cross funded a study in New York City of 161 women. They took the blood of and a sample of their umbilical cord after birth of their babies. And they found that on average that a child in utero is being exposed to over 280 industrial chemicals while he or she is in the womb. This phenomenon is so dynamic that Germany and European countries are reevaluating diabetes. Once was thought to eat too much sugar, you can get diabetes. But now, I should say a second train of thought was if you eat too many carbohydrates, you're going to get diabetes. But now, European countries and the World Health Organization, they're really scrutinizing industrial chemicals. And in fact, in some nations in Europe, they actually define diabetes as chemical poisoning. And so it brings us all full circle to asking this big question as the year ends, because we've been talking about all kinds of facets of the environment. But it brings us to this one revelation, and that is, in the eve of the birth of Christ, Christ came that we might have life and we might have it more abundant. And so many people are inheriting legacies of wealth built by their parents. But what good is wealth when you have no health? And so as I'm still eating turkey from Thanksgiving. I love turkey and dressing. I could eat it every day, 365 days a year. But what we wanted to bring last week, and we had some technical difficulties, I'm going to just springboard on this week, and that is detoxing your body green. With all the happiness that we're having in our diet this holiday season, with all the different chocolates and candies and desserts and various kinds of foods, we get stuffed and maybe even overstuffed. And so your body is like, what have I done to deserve all of this? The good news is, about 10 days ago, I had the opportunity to sit down and have a two-hour conversation with the world-renowned comedian and civil rights activist Dick Gregory. Mr. Gregory is 85 years young. He's the epitome of health. He doesn't look an hour over 58. He's got the strength of an ox. And we were just talking about the power of green diet and eating green, and he told me something about collard greens that absolutely blew me away. So you need to go get your pencil and piece of paper, because I think this is a lifestyle change for all of us. This is like good news. This is good gospel green news. He said the power of a collard green raw. When you put it in a blender or you put it in a juicer and you whip it down and you drink it, it has an enzyme in it to really detox and clean the body and stimulate the lymphatic system to be really strong. And he said collard greens have the ability to to manage almost every disease under the sun. I was like, what? For 5 minutes, matter of fact, I threw my neck back when he said that. He said if everybody could just get up and eat collard greens raw for breakfast, throw it over in a smoothie, blend it down with an apple or some strawberries or maybe a banana, he said you'd be amazed at the strength and the stamina of your body. And I told Mr. Gregory, I'm gonna take you up on that. When I left, I went immediately to the grocery store and got some big fat leaves of collard greens. I came home and I washed them in peroxide. So I'm going to give you a formula for a vegetable washing solution that is this amazing to me. You go to the health food store, you buy the 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide. 35%. That's a lot stronger than the one you get at Walmart for $1. The ones that you buy over the counter at Walmart, they're like 3%. So that's a weakened version of hydrogen peroxide. But when you get your 35% hydrogen peroxide, you take 1/4 cup of it, put it in a gallon of water. Now you've made a food washing solution. You should soak your meats in that. You should mix it up in the gallon of water. Now you're going to use that water to wash your vegetables and meats in. You soak your meats in it for about 5 minutes before you cook. You're going to be blown away at what comes up out of your chicken and turkey and whatever other kind of meats that you want to cook. I'm not a big red meat eater, but I've seen some people wash some pork, and I declare stuff came up out of that pork that made you wonder whether the swine had eaten grains or it had been eating little worms. It was amazing to see what came up out of that pork as the hydrogen peroxide, diluted hydrogen peroxide water began to clean and sanitize meats. By the same token, you clean your vegetables with it. Just put it in a pan. Put the collard greens down in there and let them soak a while because peroxide is amazing. It will neutralize toxic waste. You know, the pesticides and the chemicals that they may have sprayed on these vegetables, peroxide will neutralize all of that so you can rinse it off clean. And so you want to wash your vegetables really good so that you're not ingesting pesticides or the chemicals that they've used to prevent them from spoilage. And so get you some fresh collards, get you some fresh kale, and some fresh spinach. Because the older you get, the more you got to be intentional about detoxing, especially the liver. So many people go into heart failure or have a lot of anxiety or mental duress when the liver gets congested and full of toxic waste. So flushing your liver has to be intentional. And I'm telling you, when you start your day off with a green smoothie, with that fresh collard, I could not believe how strong my body felt in 24 hours. So you can make, this morning I had a green smoothie with collards, kale, spinach. I had strawberries in there, a green apple, and a banana. It was delicious. And when you're making it, you use a cup of collards, a cup of kale, a cup of spinach. You wash it in that peroxide solution to make sure the chemicals are cleaned off. Then a whole apple, a cup of strawberries, and one banana. It tastes delicious. And you almost feel the power of that raw lifting you. So in the new year, I'm advocating everybody to start your day off raw. Raw is going to detox you from, help to detox you from all the chemicals and maybe radiation you've been exposed to in the course of the day. And I learned from a naturopath that you should add foods to that smoothie that look like the brain, like broccoli and cauliflower. They said there's something about broccoli that helps the body become resistant to absorbing radiation. So I was amazed at Mr. Gregory, and he said he does, his diet is mostly raw. And that's what he claimed, that that gives him the stamina to have such great endurance, because he's still traveling the world. He has a very full schedule and doing his business deals and his research on health and wellness and his dietary products that are still on the market. And so it was just fantastic to see. I wanted to just intentionally also take this moment today, because we are very blessed to have Ida Morris and Jonathan Hill, who faithfully co-host this show every week. I mean, Mr. Hill has been our engineer. He takes the heat when the technical difficulties, he guides us. You know, he's our show engineer. He guides us as to how we can platform and present on this show. He nurtures us. He encourages us to bring the subject matter of environmental health from every kind of angle that appeases us. But truly, you know, that's why I want to focus going out on something we can begin with in the new year, and that is making a commitment to have breakfast raw and green so that we can detox our body from any type of poisons, any types of toxins that it may have sustained that we may have ingested by eating pesticides on fruits that were not properly washed or properly sanitized and dechemicalized, actually, and deirradiated. And then I want to talk to Ida. We are so blessed to have her with us, the hope that she brought that kind of ignited this show. And Mr. Hill said, we got to take this voice to the world. Because if the word is getting out there, some group of doctors told Dick Gregory about me, and he requested, he said, call her, tell her that I'm on the East Coast, I'm going to be in her city tomorrow, I want to meet her. And I traveled a couple of hours to be able to meet him. And so the doctors are saying, you know, we got something here. We got to work with Dr. Lally. We got to help push her out there, and we're ready now. We're ready now. But before I get too far from celebrating Jonathan Hill and Ida Morris, Ida has an update on her testimony, and I'm just so excited. Ida, you want to share with us what's going on in your world?
Thank you, Dr. Lally, and I just want to congratulate you for that audience with Mr. Dick Gregory. I'm a great fan of his, as well as yours, and I watch him for hours on YouTube sometimes, and I'm glad to hear that he is doing well. But thank you so much for your invention, God's guidance in your life, and anyway, my story is, you know, that for those who hadn't heard, I had an overactive thyroid, had been on medication. I chose not to have my thyroid removed or radiated, as was suggested by one endocrinologist. But I chose to do the healthy alternative or alternative health practices with supplements and various foods, and staying away from processed meats. And I was doing okay. I was still on medication, small doses. But then I heard about Dr. Lally and her BioBalancer. And I purchased one, tried it, and started seeing improvement in my thyroid condition. And lo and behold, on 2 weeks ago, I think today or tomorrow, I went to the endocrinologist to have a checkup. And he said, my thyroid is in excellent condition. I have no overactive thyroid anymore. The size of it is, you know, less than half of what it was the last time he examined me. That I don't need to be on any medication at all. And I'm like, are you sure? He said, yes. So I wanted to make sure. They said they were going to send me something in writing, but I hadn't received that yet. But I was just truly, you know, excited, totally blown away, because when I first was diagnosed, one doctor actually told me that if I didn't have it removed, that I would die, because overactive thyroid is so hard to control, and that most people, you know, if they don't have it radiated or removed, that I would die. And I simply looked back at her and I told her, I said, well, guess what? We're going to die anyway. I said, but I'm going to die with my thyroid.
I know that's right. That is so powerful, Ida. I just want to worship God. Father, we just thank you for this miracle, because you are the giver. You are the keeper. This technology belongs to you. And when you invented it, God, and gave me the inspiration for it, it was inspired to be an electrical safety device. It's not even engineered to cure, prevent, a diagnosed disease. But you, God, the one who does the exceeding, has showed out in Ida's life. We bless you for being Jehovah Rapha, the God that will heal. You are mighty in the land. You heal with your word, you heal with water, and you heal with earth. And this nanobiobalancer is nothing but earth. And we thank you, God, for the miracle that you have given her. In the name, Lord Jesus. Ida, that is just so greatly inspired me, because I had a doctor's checkup today myself.
All right.
And suffered after I had that stroke, that slight stroke. My blood pressure was all over the chart. I was on 4 high blood pressure medications, blood pressures that were around 220 over 140, you know, 180 over 100. You know, I could feel my heart pumping, beating up out of my chest. Every time I got in the electric field, if I would go into Walmart, I would feel faint and, like, go through those security detectors. I would feel so faint walking through there. And I just thank God that my praise report today is my blood pressure was 130 over 80. And I had a blood pressure 3 days ago that was 128 over 74. That is a miracle for me.
That's great.
But
awesome.
God has continued. I wear this nanobiobalancer in my shoe, and the miracles have just continued to come forth. The updates with our BioSmart solar technology, the nano engineers, we were able to convert a house that already had the solar panels and to make it bio-sustainable. And we got a praise report back from that family that they're seeing an increased savings with the technology and their solar panels. You know, by a little bit more, by like 18%, and they are ecstatic with joy, number one. Number two, the lady has lost like 15 pounds, and she's 60 years old, but her skin has become so amazing. She does not look an hour over 30. This has reversed the aging process. She has well water. And we were able to double insulate her water. The bladder is insulated with, you know, a frequency that helps with restructuring of water, and also the hot water tank. So the water, we did a set. We were inspired so greatly by what's happening up on the lake in Canada that we kind of put a technology on the bladder, the storage area for the water, so that it would begin to restructure and strengthen the water. So by the time it went over to the hot water tank and got energized, it would just be, you know, a double phenomena. And watching these people bathe in this water, the transformation of their skin has just been incredible, number one. Number two, the lady says she's had the best sleep that she can recall in 40 years because she's in her early 60s. She says she hasn't slept like this since she was a young adult. And so that was so encouraging to hear that word come forth this week. So things, we move forward. We're making progress. I was able last week to meet with a group of mayors and demonstrate this technology and show our solar technology, and people are electrifying. We got a small grant to organize a training program for healthcare professionals and for women using Bedore testing, and we were able to do a quick conference and meet our objectives for that grant. And now we will soon have a training once a month, a free training for doctors and nurses. We've been hovering with our app for a year and not really having any sense of direction. But our app is getting ready to be upgraded. It's going to have physician directives on there, where doctors can download and prescribe environmental adaptation. It will have codes on there that they can use to direct the adaptation of environments with our technologies. And one of the things that I found out this week that kind of knocked me off my feet was that our alpha filter, the power guard that we use, has now been certified as LEED Platinum. That's where the big hand clap. Yay! LEED Platinum. LEED is the entity that certifies green buildings for sustainability to make sure the building, you know, contains cost or uses minimal energy. And the levels are silver, gold, and platinum. I think there might even be a bronze level, but certainly platinum is the highest. And the Ontario Green Homes Project has certified the Power Guard as LEED Platinum. That is, like, huge because there are so many capacitors in the world today. But I found none of them that can do what the Power Guard does for the price that the Power Guard is. So I'm so excited that it is now LEED Platinum certifying because it's our favorite alpha filter to use. And we're so excited about that. So I want to wish everyone a merry, merry Christmas. I'll be on travel for about 2 weeks, and so I wanted to just say next Tuesday, enjoy your families, because I'm going to be enjoying my family, and I just wanted to encourage everyone, take time to say I love you over this holiday season. The great people are alone. People are aching. They have soul aches in their soul because they feel so alone and so uncared for and so untouched. And so, I, of course, in this season, if you go to church, you go to your children's schools, your grandchildren's activities, holiday activities. And I'm always fascinated by the story of the birth of Christ. Because, you know, you think about people in royalty, you always think about great palaces and great fanfare. And the deity of Christ is so sacred because everyone is special to God. Everyone is special to God. Everybody was created by God to be an emissary of mercy. And so as I begin to reflect in this holiday season about just how important humanity is, that God would give his only begotten Son, that we might have life and have life more abundantly. As we reflect on the season, think about this one thing. Every time you look at somebody, I want you to change position of how you look at them. There's one position I want you to consider, and that is to look at everybody, look at humanity through the eyes of God. Everyone created by God, everyone given a talent, ability to do something beautiful in the earth, something meaningful, something life-changing, something that gives life and gives living a higher regard. And just think about it like this. You are a North Star. There's something bright and shining in you that lights up the galaxy of your world. I don't care if it's just the street you live on, or maybe the neighborhood you live in, or maybe the church or civic organization that you attend. You're somebody's North Star. And the greatest opportunity that we have in this season, number one, is to be a tangible love, presence of love that affirms people's life. I got an email over the weekend about one of my colleagues in Connecticut. 39 years old, a nurse. And she committed suicide. People are hurting. You know, 39 years old, she committed suicide. Got another email almost within an hour of that a very young minister of music. We had just been in a pulpit of a mega church over the summer on the East Coast, and we demonstrated, you know, how they should test for microsurge feedback on the mics. And someone called me and said, "Dr. Lally, do you know the young minister of music at that church had a heart attack and is now dead?" I said, "What?" They said, "Yeah, you know, on Sunday, it was like he was so weak he could hardly sing. He had a birthday on Tuesday, and by Wednesday morning early, he had died and made his transition, had a massive cardiac arrest."
Hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have today to love. The thing that amazes me about this radio show is that everybody that's on this show is an angel. They have a depth of compassion, a concern for humanity. They have suffered greatly or seen the suffering of so many people around them, and yet they have the courage to be bodacious and say, you know, "I'm not going to sit here and do nothing. I'm going to get up and work with this little technology that looks like a postage stamp. Or maybe get a spoonful of tansy tangerine, put it in the glass, you know, and serve it to their brother or their sister or their mother before they make a glass of it for themselves." Tangy Tangerine is a great product. I love it. It's so strong, I gotta cut the dose in half. But I love the product. It has great integrity. And so this radio show has become an angel's meeting, so to speak. It has become an encounter with heaven on earth. It has become, you know, kind of a strategy place where we get our information to safeguard our families and the communities that we love. And so it is the spirit of Christmas year-round, because we have spent 52 weeks listening to one miracle after another miracle. And it's so befitting that we would finish up this month celebrating the miracle of Ida, the miracle of Dr. Lally, the miracle of Satira. Satira is standing now. That's the little girl who almost died 1 year ago, who had constant seizures, who could not speak. She could not feed herself. She was so weak and so emaciated. Satira has gained 20 pounds. Satira is now standing and can do a standing trip into the bathtub. Satira can get in a bathtub and take a bath.
Wow, that's awesome.
She's been able to get in the tub for almost 10 years.
Awesome.
We end this year with what great celebration. Morgan is walking. Morgan, the little girl who had 3 heart attacks before the age of 3 months that left her with great damage of the cerebellum and cerebral palsy. They said she would never walk, talk, or learn. I got to see Morgan walk with my own eyes 8 weeks ago.
Wow.
I'm like, what a miracle. We are so blessed, and it's with great Thanksgiving that I celebrate the love that all of you are. We're going to open up the show now. If anybody has any more miracles, any more testimonies to share, please feel free to do that now.
Hello, Dr. A.
Hey, man, how are you, man?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks. Yourself?
Oh, man, I'm so happy to be warm where I am. Because after Rob told me how cold it was where you are, I was like, thank God he's merciful to give me some heat. What's going on in Canada?
Yeah. I have a question again.
Okay.
A lady who apparently is very hypersensitive. A B-DART tester with her cell phone because she had a gadget installed in it, and I found her weak. And when we had the flat battery with her cell phone, all of a sudden, she became balanced. But when
wow.
I took her over to the outlet and tested her there, and when I put on the filter, she's telling me that she's got all kinds of her teeth are sore, her body is aching, and all kinds of I don't know, negative results, you can call them, I guess. Is that possible?
When you plugged in, which filter did you plug in? The power guard?
Yeah. And then I put it on, and then, whoa, it hit her like a brick wall.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes when people are hypersensitive like that, the power guard has its own electromagnetic field that broadcasts out about 18 inches from the wall. And what I found out is that's why we put a Q1 on them.
Okay.
And a Q1 on them, and then she needs to be evaluated for micronutritional disorder. She needs to have a doctor evaluate her for micronutritional disorder or for being minerally deficient. Because a lot of times she's so used to being in a high exposure, high frequency, when you reduce it like that, It's like the body is so low in iodine and magnesium that that may be an initial response. I have another client like that. Some MS patients are like that. And what I have to do, what we do is, you know, because they need to be filtered down. How high was she without the filter?
The plug out that you mean?
Yeah, when you plug the meter in, did you read the meter before you, before and after?
Yeah, it was 300 something.
Okay, and then when you plugged in the power guard, what did it come down to?
It comes down to 4.
Oh wow! So you know, when it comes down that low, you may have to. You had it in her bedroom?
No, I just we done in the living room simply because of what it did for Rita for her tinnitus ringing of the ear.
Mhm.
And so I figured that'd be a good place to try it.
Well, I would move it to her kitchen where she has a lot of interference in there with the appliances and a lot more cooling on the line. We'll see if she's able to tolerate it in there. But that lets me know.
This was done in my house. She came to my house.
Oh, okay.
Because she was recommended by another friend.
Uh-huh.
And this other lady told me that this girl has all kinds of health problems and so on and so forth. And so finally, after 3 or 4 weeks, she finally contacted me and she came over. And that's what developed.
Uh-huh, and this is what I found over the years. We've had about 2 other people that presented like this, and they were severely demineralized. And so when they got in the frequency that low, it's kind of like this. Have you ever had something pinch your finger, put a lot of pressure, and you were numb? And then when they took it off, all of a sudden your finger started to throb really bad. A lot of times people have so much swelling, and it's called hyperreactive angiitis, that when you lower the surge, the stimuli of the swelling, all of a sudden it's like their nerves are released and they have more sensations. And when their doctor checks them out, he or she has found them to have low magnesium levels, low iodine levels, and that's why I tell people that when you know you have had sustained exposure to these super high levels of radiation, you've got to consult with your doctor, your nutritionist, for dietary supplements, because we know radiation will severely demineralize. And in the 2 cases that I referenced, that's what they did. Their doctor, they started using, first of all, pink salt, Himalaya salt, and then they started using the gift.
Well, even before...
love the red formula, pH formula that we talk about, a product of Mother Earth Labs, because they have fulvic and humic acids that are itsy-bitsy trace minerals that the body loves, especially nerve tissue. And I was in Mother Earth Labs is an S.com. That's Mother Earth Labs S.com. And order the pH red formula. That's who would need to ask the doctor. And that's where I would begin. This is a very dynamic, a powerful formula.
Well, because even before she came here to my place, she's been having problems with her health for years. She's been off work for 2 years, and they can't find her problems, so she says. And even with the magnetic fields in her home, and they installed a huge tower not far from her house, and so on. So she feels all that, so she says. So it's the same thing with or without. So I wonder,
yes.
I wonder how much of it is real.
Well, you know, it's measurable. You can write this down. Have her doctor do a sedimentation rate. He can draw some blood and do what's called a SED, S-E-D, like Ted, take the teeth off and put the S on. That's like Sam. Sedimentation rate. That shows, that gives the doctor a snapshot into inflammation at the cell level. And if she has a high sedimentation rate and high inflammation, that is an indicator of sustained exposure to high levels.
Mm-hmm.
And she can act like that until you get some micro transmissions in her.
Yeah. Well, she's a very difficult lady to communicate with. So I don't know just how far that's going
to
get because I've emailed her and so on and no results. So I'm just letting it settle down and we'll see what happens in the near future, like after the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, and that's all you can do, really, you know, because this is an educational process. People are doing their self-care studies, you know. We're just informing people along the way, solutions that we find that are working for some, you know, they may not work for everybody.
That's it,
but, you know, that's where we are.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
in the meantime, Doctor, I saw Brian.
Oh, my goodness, how is Brian?
Yeah, you know the pictures of the deep wounds that he created on his finger?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that finger is healed completely.
Wow.
And not only that, he saw his doctor, and he was going towards dialysis for the kidneys, and he was tested again this time when he went, and he had dropped a point. So the doctor said, hey, fantastic, this is great.
Oh, my goodness, that's fabulous.
You
know, I was saying that I went to the doctor this morning for my physical. She was totally blown away when she evaluated the scar where I had breast cancer, breast tumor. And, you know, I wear a balancer in my bra on that area.
Yeah.
And the skin has healed. The incision has approximated so well. You can't even see where the cut was. It's maybe a little bit, a half inch. And she was totally blown away at the healing process of that scar. And, you know, African-American people, we keloid a lot of times when we get surgery. And we have hyper tissue, you know, the scar, instead of it being small, it may have a lot of tissue on it. And I have another area on my body where I had a surgery, and it's kind of got like hypertrophy tissue. The tissue is kind of like a small keloid. And I told her, I said, I wear that balancer in my bra on that breast. And she was totally blown away. She's like, wow, she had never seen an incision that was that clean and approximating and almost looked like nothing ever happened.
And that was how long after the operation?
I had the operation in 2007. So it's
and then
been...
did you put it on right away in your bra? Or?
No, they weren't developed until... 2010 is when the nanos and the
it's over 3 years later.
Yes.
Okay.
And then really was almost I started wearing it in my bra in 2012. So it's really just been 4 years.
Okay.
But it's been phenomenal. It's been phenomenal. So, and the result of Brian has just so encouraged me, because that is a tremendous testimony.
Yeah. He's doing very well. And he usually picks 5 times a day. He's doing maybe 2, 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's going to be amazing how his body continues to heal, because I spoke with Minister David about 4 weeks ago. He is off of all his insulin and all his diabetic medication with normal blood sugars after taking insulin shot every morning for 22 years.
Yeah, his insulin take is dropped tremendously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Changing from Brian, if I can ask another question. The Soli and the Soli
relay.
Uh-huh.
How do they affect the power guards?
Well, they interface with the power guard the same way the Q1 does, but not as powerful as the Q1 directly on the power guard.
So, if you use the Soli and the relay, you still have to use the power guards?
Oh, yes. And the reason why you use the power guard mainly is for smart meter and wireless interface hitting the house and causing micro surge. You know, the power guard helps to anchor the line, so your line doesn't turn into a taser gun.
Okay, so then if somebody purchases the power guards for phase 1 and 2, why would they fork out more for the Soli and the Soli relay?
Well, because number one, the power guard reduces microsurge. It is a sustainable product.
Okay.
It's for energy saving. It's not biosustainable, meaning if you touch the power guard, you're still going to lose energy because there's no bioharmonic in it. But when you put the Soli on the window and you use the relay, that's biosustainable. That's for you. When you touch those electronics, you're strengthened. You're not losing energy.
Okay.
And so Soli is a natural frequency to help nurture you, help balance you, help discharge any radiation that's in the body, you know, it helps give you some joy. And people tell me they feel so happy when they have a Soli in the house.
Oh, yeah?
She helps the power guard to take down the microsurge, but she's a biosustainable technology. She's there to help sustain the energy in you, your plants, and your animals.
Okay, I guess that's it for me for tonight.
Okay, is anybody else on the show that wants to share? Anybody, any questions, any concerns, any testimonies? Well, if not, I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a holiday full of joy and cheer. And I bless you. I release the choice blessings of heaven on your life, on your families. I decree and declare the mercy of God and the grace of God shall be multiplied to all of you for your hearts of mercy and your kind regard toward your neighbors and mankind. May God bless, richly bless every one of you. This is my prayer for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, everyone.
Okay.
Good night.
Same to you, Dr. A. Good night.
Good night,
Mario.
Good night to my Canadian family. Love you. Good night to my advisors at Columbia University. Good night.
I don't know. You know, Melvin, you know what? somebody asked me just the other day, say, heart, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you? I told him, the reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, heart, how can you leave your family and go sing all the time? I told him, I love my family.
Oh, yeah.
I love my family.
Yes, I do.
I love my family.
Oh, my.
But the reason I'm doing it,
there's a reason
I'm doing it,
there's a reason
you're doing it, because it's in my heart. I got to love my enemies.
Yes, yes.
I got to love my friends.
Yes,
and whenever you see me, I'll be serving the Lord.